From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 30th. Weather-wise today, look for mostly sunny conditions across the region. We'll see a high near 39. President Donald Trump delivers his first State of the Union address tonight. WSIU's Brad Palmer talked to a Southern Illinois lawmaker about his expectations for the speech.
Collinsville Republican U.S. Representative John Shimkus says he hopes the unpredictable president will focus on the policy issues at hand and deliver a more traditional speech.
Respectful to both the office that he serves in and the office of the other two branches, because you're going to have the Supreme Court there, you're going to have the legislative branch there.
Shimkus says the White House's agenda for the address covers five areas: jobs and the economy, infrastructure, immigration, trade, and national security. President Trump is scheduled to deliver his remarks before a joint session of Congress tonight at 8. I'm Brad Palmer.
And the State of the Union address will be broadcast on WSIU radio and television, as well as streamed online at WSIUnews.org. A program that helps so-called safety net hospitals provide care to low-income patients is set to expire soon, and state lawmakers need to work out a deal with Governor Rauner and his administration to keep it going. The hospital assessment program leverages a hospital tax to get federal matching funds to help hospitals like Hardin County's, whose population is more than 50% Medicaid. Experts say without it, hospitals face losing significant funding. A hearing is scheduled for later this morning to discuss the so-called safety net program in Springfield. Well, early risers tomorrow can see the moon in a special way. Since it's so close, it will be a supermoon. Plus, as our planet moves in front, the moon will look red. Harry Treese is president of the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois. He says it will be special.
Kind of a trifecta: the new moon, perigee moon for supermoon, and the total lunar eclipse.
Bob Baer with the SIU Physics Department says the moon will look red as the sunlight gets filtered through our atmosphere.
It's the dust and the clouds and, yes, the different things in the air of our atmosphere.
Baer says the moon will start to disappear about 5:48 tomorrow morning, and totality will hit about 6:51 a.m. in the morning. Well, Thursday kicks off Black History Month, and Southern Illinois University has several events planned for the occasion. WSIU's Jordan Maddox has the story.
This year's Black History Month theme is African Americans in Times of War. Leonard Godzepo, the interim chair for the Department of Africana Studies at SIU, says there will be educational presentations and movies throughout the month of February about African American soldiers.
The sacrifices that African Americans have made during the wars. We're talking of even before independence into the present.
Godzepo says some events will go over the Revolutionary War, and others will discuss more recent wars like Vietnam and Korea.
I have two sections showing films, Glory, and then the African or Black contribution to the wars, the First and the Second World War.
You can find the full calendar, including the fashion show, art exhibit, and comfort foods, on our website at WSIUnews.org. I'm Jordan Maddox.
Weather-wise today, sunny skies across the region. We'll see a high around 39. Winds will be calm and out of the south at 5 to 7 miles an hour. Look for mostly clear conditions tonight with an overnight low of 31. Winds again will be out of the south at 6 to 15 miles an hour. Could see gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer. We'll see a high of 52. Winds out of the south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.